Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again, another wonderful BBS program. And the date today is January 13th, 2016. So, I guess a week from tonight will be the 20th. And the 20th seems to be a day that is used a lot by the darkness. So, you may want to Google January 20th, see what happened in the past. And, you know, different things happen on the 20th. I know September 20th is a bad day for nuclear explosions. So they do things on the 20th. So you may want to, you know, figure out what could be happening. So anyway, we'll just do some clearing for the date here. And we're still on the 13th. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And let's take away some emotional stuff that you could have. You never know, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now let's energize the light beam or light beams on your monitor screen. Depends how many you have. You may have them on different computers too. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's bring up our co-host in Radio Land there. So, Michelle, are you out there?
I'm here, Ron. Hello, and hello to everybody out in the world, wherever you all may be. Thank you for joining us once again at creationlightship.com. Hopefully you have a clear channel so you can hear us really well. We're just going to go over some emails, and if there's anything that anybody wanted to write in or add or comment on, there's always the fast chat, or you can email us straight away from any email account at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thank you for joining us, everyone. And, Ron, we do have some emails in here that people have been commenting on. A lot of the stuff about the different pin work that you've been doing with us on the various calls for the weekly calls and the weekend calls. And I know one of them here says, thanks, Ron, for the added tailbone clearing. I am much better. So that came from a listener who must have been on the call. And then after that, we had somebody write in saying that there is a common expression out there about pins. When somebody says they're sitting on pins and needles, which is an interesting expression, I guess it means that they're nervous. And I think nervous would be akin to anxiety, right?
Yes, possibly.
So an interesting emotion, and I wonder if maybe they're using that anxiety and then to get that energy from it, they're, you know, putting pins and needles in people at that time, and I wonder if that's where that saying came from.
Could be. Wow, interesting. Okay.
I never thought about it before until I just read this tonight. So, and now with that, somebody was wondering about the fact that we have the needles in us, but was saying that I don't know how it was stated, Ron, on one of the calls. I'm sure I heard it, but it was about how we were going to release shackles that people might have. And is that another call that you are planning to have brought up? But I think, pin release specifically?
You're correct about that. That'll probably be another call here. And I'm probably have three other calls that I'll be doing you know, as far as special things here. I'll do a sample of that one of those tonight here. In fact, we'll just do it right now. So here we go. This will be energies that would be connected to you. How would I state this here? Let's just say that you have difficulties doing something, and you have this kind of like a mind program going on where maybe you just can't overcome something, and it just seems horrified to you or scary, and your whole life you felt that way. You don't know where it's coming from. So what I think is happening is that there's this energetic blanket around us that keeps us kind of in check, and we can't move out of that safety zone because we're being connected to this energetic type blanket. So let me clear that energy. You could call it like an auric field, you know, like ring around you or something, but it's much more to it than that. And so let's just give this a shot here. So here we go, everybody. So one, two. It sort of like numbs out your consciousness, makes you kind of, say, dumb in certain areas, you know. Not that everybody has that, but, you know, you may have an area that you just can't connect the dots on. Everybody else around you can, but, you know, you just can't chew gum and walk at the same time, you know, and everybody else is doing it, and you don't know why you can't. Well, through one of these energetic blankets that's suffocating you. So here we go. One, releasing that energy, and it's hard to say which one we're releasing, but it'll help you off somewhat. It won't be completely released. But here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see how that is doing for everybody. So back to you. How do you feel? Michelle, maybe we can get somebody to comment on this here.
Yeah, let's see if we have anything. Okay, not yet, but we had another question. So the original question that the person brought up was whether or not possibly once the needles are removed or if there's any way that they could be reused to heal us in another way. But I think that, so what you're saying, Ron, is that we are going to have a special call specifically for pin release, because another listener has written in saying that it really did help them, and they really feel that for over 30 years that this was their problem, and they were hoping to get more of that pin removal. So Ron is setting up a call, and we will all let you know when that is. Because I have definitely found when you do that, it's like, oh, wow, maybe that's what I needed. Because that really worked for me, too. So that is wonderful. I'm just looking here to see if there's anything else that they wrote. They said that they specifically felt that when you did the tailbone work on us, that that's when they felt much better. And it had to do with pin removal, so... Okay, so that's coming, everybody. That should be really fun. Okay, and so we have another question here, Ron. It says, basically, I think they're saying, do aliens control us with not only timelines, but cords? And basically, maybe I should just leave it as an open-ended question to you, Ron. To what degree do they control, like, all sorts of little interactions that we may have in our day? Like, is it, just the big things that might get us an emotion, or is it like
they can control you emotionally, they can control you mentally, they can do it physically, they can make your body move when you don't want to move. You know, you just think everybody at some point in their life, maybe you're doing something, and your body jerks or twitches or your arm jumps back. You don't know what's going on with your arm. Or maybe you're walking and you miss a step. Your leg doesn't move right or something. You know, everything is done by them. They control everything here. So it doesn't matter where you are in the pecking order, as far as if you have no money or lots of money, if you're a government official or whatever, everything here is controlled. And so this depends where you are on the ladder to how much control maybe they're giving you, in a sense. So everything here is controlled, and they're going to be, doing that to people. I was talking to a person the other day, and he mentioned that his understanding, we'll say, was that there is 7 major alien races that are here controlling everything. And there are maybe 2 that are real, real bad. I won't give the names or what countries they're controlling. And the other 5 are kind of coming in and possibly going to change things. I would assume it'd be for the better. So that's sort of what I sort of sense on, too, is that there's stuff happening as the alien races get taken out of here. And not the races, but the ones that we can find. And they're getting, a way to leave here. So that kind of builds into everything. And I'm seeing more stuff happening to people, unfortunately, that, you know, is not good. But that's where we live. So there's really... So are they controlling you? Yes, of course. To a new listener, they may not understand that. But you do have your thoughts that you are, living with, and you think you want to do something, you get a thought, you do it. Well, where did that thought come from? Remember, in life, there's no such thing as thoughts. So if you think, well, there's no such thing as thoughts in true light, source energy, then why am I having thoughts? And then you just go a step further, connecting the next dot. Well, who gave me this thought? And so that's kind of one way to look at it. So where did it come from? Well, of course it came from something outside of yourself. And they gave you the script to use. So anyway, that's kind of it in a nutshell. So, yes, so are you controlled? Yes. Can you change it? No, you might be able to. You can maybe change a different thought. You know, you can choose to be happy or sad, but what do you choose to do? When you wake up in the morning, where are you? And what if you're having a really funky day? You know, then what? Can you change your funky day? To just think differently. Get on a different timeline, because the timelines are bringing you onto that. Especially if you wake up... in the morning and you're carrying over, you know, a thought from your past or the night before. You know, an example is maybe you lost something that was really dear to you, we'll say, a $100 bill. So you go to bed at night thinking how stupid you were, you know, of losing the $100 bill, which, for most people, they'd probably feel that way. And then you'd wake up the next morning, and instead of thinking, well, it's a new day, you know, I'll move on, what comes into your head? Well, how stupid I am for losing that $100 bill. So now it ruins your next day. Was that really your thought? You know? And why can't you just walk away from it? So that's sort of how I look at stuff, in a sense with people, and how they have to have clarity to get out those timelines. So if you keep having stuff happening to you, and you just don't get it, and you can't figure out why things are happening to you over and over and over again, well, that's because you're going on timelines that's controlled by somebody else. You're forcing onto a timeline. So find a timeline that will tend to work better for you. And that's up to you. So back to you.
Okay, and then hooked on with that, we'll just finish up, the original question had to do with whether or not aliens would have any interest or ability to make you have or not have conversations with certain people, maybe in order to get information out of you or something. Do you think they would do that?
Yeah, everything is possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything out there is possible. If it's conceivable, you're thinking of something, then they already gave you that thought to make that conceivable.
Interesting.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, one of our listeners is saying, is wondering, what could they do next? They have done the whole life emotional clearing, the mind clearing, and lots of barcode clearings, which is really great. Where would you go from here? What order could or should the clearings generally be done in?
Okay, what...
So far they have done the emotional, which is one of the main ones that you always suggest, the emotional. And then mind clearing, and then a bunch of barcode clearings, and they're just wondering what you would suggest next.
Well, a lot of people have fear. So, you know, the next thing is, are you dealing with fear? Is fear one of your energies that, you know, you want to get away from? So you may want to do a fear clearing. You know, if you feel kind of funky or something, then, you know, I'd probably do the self-empowerment clearing. You may want to check that one out. And then from there, just start doing the... you know, that the clearings to help you out. If you're pretty old, we'll say, then you may want to do, you know, the death barcode clearing. Now, that one's very good to do. You know, possibly you're dealing with physical stuff. So, you know, you have to kind of decide where you are in your life and what you would like to do. We have plenty of clearings to help you. You just got to figure out where you live, what your issues are. So, you know, that's why we have a lot of suggested clearings here. I'm sure everybody listening would say what their favorite one is. Maybe we could ask some people, what would a beginner do? You know, naturally do all the free clearings, but that's not going to necessarily help you because they're not whole lifetime. Those just get kind of get, those like a fly swatter. And you need to get down to the core of you. So that's what I would say is maybe somebody could call in and say what they would do next there. But there's so many that, you know, you can do. Remember, everybody here listening, you know, the whole population of on the Earth is complicated with all the alien programs that are running. So the clearings, which are actually a way for you to release the programs that are attached to you, so it's actually deprogramming you, you know, which one do you need next? So, you know, that's, you know, find which one you can figure out to get out of your own box, get out of your own way, and find out where your parents are, where your parents are living, you know, as far as energy-wise or psychically or whatever. What's their issues? Because their issues are your issues. So if you can't find your own, look at your parents, look at your grandparents, look at your siblings, you know, look at your relatives. They're all going to have similar issues as you. And then you know, I better do that one. So back to you.
Yeah. So my vote is that the fear clearing is amazing. And I know myself and some other people who eventually did it at first were like, oh, I'm not that afraid of anything. I don't really need it. But it was interesting after I did it, I did find myself, I stopped doing certain behaviors that were clearly fear-based, and I had no idea because they were just at a low level. I just figured that's the way it was, and this is what I needed to do in order to feel safe. And then after I did the fear clearing, they just kind of disappeared, and I was like, oh, well, I must have figured that one out. So that one was really helpful. And the entity clearing is always a great one to have in your back pocket because anytime you have any pain or if you're around other people, you can actually, you know, help out yourself a bit, and maybe others if those entities are kind of filtering through you, and you can be like, oh, I have this strange pain that I didn't have before, and do an entity clearing on that body part, and then all of a sudden those entities are set to rest, so they're gone from then on. So that's a really nice one. And somebody just wrote in. Let's see what they say. They say that the slavery clearing is very important. And I would agree with that because throughout history, there has always been some group of people enslaved by some other group of people. Even people within their own countries or people from different countries. So at some point or another, everybody may have gone through that where they have been a slave. So thankfully, Ron gave most of us that clearing on the last call as a special gift. Thank you so much, Ron. But if you don't have it, it's definitely a good one to have. Okay. So I'm just going to go through these a little bit. Ron, is there anything that you are seeing with the audience tonight that you wanted to address? Okay, so I'll let you see if you feel anything, Ron, but the next email I have here says, if you are always in the now, does it actually mean that you have to be, in a sense, looking ahead, such as driving a car? Otherwise, you would get into a lot of trouble as far as not being able to prevent conflicts because... So I guess the person is saying if you're, let's say you're driving a car and you're in the now, but you also have to be, you know, looking ahead. And, well, in a sense, you also have to be looking from side to side, too, so that you can stay in the now and ward anything off. So I don't know, Ron, do you have anything to say about that one?
Well, being in the now, it's different because you have to really focus on what you're doing. Otherwise, because you have to hang on to thoughts. So that might sound a little strange. So I have to hang on to the thoughts so I don't lose everything. So that's the way I am with being in the now. Because if I don't hang on to a thought, I don't look into the future, but I can see the past a little bit. So I have to really concentrate on what I'm talking about. Like right now as I'm talking, I don't have any recall 1 second ago what I said. I'm trying to look for that information. It's not there. So I'm like that close to being in the now on these programs. And sometimes when I attempt to do something on a clearing or, you know, like the calls will ask me to do something, I will do what comes up at the time, but I might actually not even do what they mentioned before at the beginning. They said, Rock, you do this here. You know, and that happens quite often because I don't have it in my consciousness. So I don't go into the future, but I do go into the past. Sometimes I have to really pull hard to go into the past. I'll just say even like right now, you know, I don't have anything existent that I can even see a week ago. I can sort of remember doing the conference call tonight. What we did on it, I can't bring forward. But that's where I live. And so it's also hard on the co-host because they're put into the now, too, and they sometimes need to take notes on a piece of paper so they don't lose track of what's what. And it's probably more difficult when I throw something over to them. I'll be talking, I'll say, well, back to you. And I'll suddenly go, you know, where am I? You know? I'm sure other co-hosts would kind of agree to that, like, geez, where were we? You know, then you got to grab onto where you are. So as far as myself being in the now, you know, I don't hang on to anything in the past because the past will just drag you down and put you into the funk of what happened before. So we're going to be doing a call on the February 6th. And that will be the one for pins, let's see. I believe the pin call and implants. And then we'll be doing another call, which I haven't figured out the date on yet. I don't think anyway, which will be for, what were we talking about here? Pins, the shackles on people. And then I'll be doing a call also for getting rid of this energetic, stuff wrapped around you. Layers of densities so you can't move forward. So, back to you.
Yes, what you just described it is kind of like that sometimes. That's funny. But I know, like most people, I think they have repetitive thoughts and they think too much, and we find it very difficult sometimes, I would think, to be in the moment, because people have so many memories, and especially if they are, you know, something the person wants to go over to try and maybe figure out a new outcome, then they'll think over and over again about something. And we've also unfortunately been taught in a society to, I don't know if it's unfortunate, but it's just the way it is here, to like, oh, have a goal. What do you want to do in the future? And, you know, unfortunately that can or cannot actually get you your goal. So so we've been trained to have a lot of past thoughts and also to think about the future a lot. So it is kind of tricky to be in the moment sometimes. I think the mind to heart drop does help a lot. But for us, we have the opposite problem. Okay, so, it says here February 6th, I believe. That's a Saturday, so that's going to be the pin release call. So that's going to be really, really nice. And a suggestion from a listener was that the person who wanted to know about other clearings that might be helpful to start out with, there is a list of recommended clearings just above the free clearings on the web page at the beginning. And so that's a good place to start if the person feels that they would be helpful for them. Because like Ron says, not everybody's going to need every healing, and there's so many to choose from. So you want to get the ones that are going to be good for you. But the ones in the recommended list are pretty basic, and they do help a lot of people. So thank you, listener. That is a very good suggestion. Okay. We just got some new ones here, so let me see what they say. Some other good ones. Yes, they are also suggesting the entity clearing. And it says here, every time you are near someone, their entities jump on you, and by clearing, you feel lighter. The fear clearing is also very good. I feel a lot less fear than before, much less anxiety. So that's what we suggested earlier, the fear and the entity clearings. Those are both really nice ones. And, you know, if you get the unlimited, you can run them almost every day if these issues keep coming up. And for entities, it certainly does come up a lot. Okay. And, I wanted to address an email that we had gotten quite some time ago, and then it was kind of lost for some reason. So it was addressing not a physical problem and not necessarily a mental problem, possibly an emotional problem, but it goes very deep, and doing the emotional clearing definitely helps. It helps a lot. I've seen it work on people, but they could go deeper. So what the email was about, Ron, was about a personality disorder, and there are several that have been identified out there, and many that are kind of almost becoming prevalent in our society in some ways for various reasons. And it goes back to usually somebody's childhood that they may have experienced either abandonment or smothering at various times back and forth. So I've kind of looked into it a little bit, and it looks like, I believe for borderline and narcissistic personality disorders, the main feelings are shame, abandonment, and the word used is engulfment, but I believe it also means like mothering or smothering. So if anyone has any ideas on which clearings they know, if they know the clearings very well, would cover engulfment, I would love your suggestions if you could write that in. But I know, Ron, that on your website you do have a specific abandonment clearing, which is very good, and will go through the person's whole life and clear out any issues having to do with that. So that would take care of a lot of the issues. And then I have searched, but I have not found a clearing for shame. So I was wondering, Ron, if because it's not listed, but it is a very serious problem because it could have been created by all sorts of occurrences that may have happened in one's childhood, could we put shame in as a problem or an issue in the special clearing?
Yeah, probably so.
Okay.
It's a whole lifetime clearing, so that would work for shame.
Okay. Yeah, because I think that what psychologists have found is that is the basis of a lot of the feelings of self-loathing that are included and that create that disorder. So engulfment, though, do you have any suggestions for what might help that?
Boy, I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe overwhelm.
If anyone has, overwhelmed. Is that a clearing? Is that a whole life clearing, Ron?
I have to look here. I'm going into I happen to have a list up of clearings here, so let me just see if there's an overwhelm clearing. And let me look here.
I feel like I've seen it.
Oh, the extreme anxiety, that might be a good one, too, you know, for being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Overwhelmed. Yep, we got an overwhelmed clarity. Yep.
I think that would help.
Yep.
So I hope that, I know my answer was a little convoluted to that email, and it was a long time ago, but I hope that helped the person. If it didn't, please write in again. And I also realize that you may or may not be deciding whether or not it's worth it for you to buy these clearings for yourself or the person or whoever is experiencing this. But I do believe that they could help, although everyone has to make that decision for themselves. But okay. Well, yeah, so the overwhelm, that sounds like it might help. And also, yes, anxiety, because there's a certain amount of anxiety. But the abandonment one is also very good. Okay, so back to the emails that we are getting tonight. Somebody wants to know, is there a healing like the Be Here Now that we could run at home while being away from the computer? Or maybe the only option is to do the mind heart drop. But I think why they're asking is because the Be Here Now, it does feel really good. It does put you like right in that spot, but it only runs for 10 minutes. So if they're away from home, it's hard to, you'd have to have somebody constantly turning it on for you.
Well, we just do the mind heart drop. Remember, you have to consciously take control of your life. Remember, this is interactive for you. And so when you do the mind a heart drop, you're taking control of your life to be in the present moment. Well, that's what I would say to do. Otherwise, you're going to be relying on the computer to try to keep in the present moment, and it may not do that. Remember, sometimes the alien mind energies or things that happen around you are very strong. And so since you're away from the energy of the light being on your computer, it may not affect you as much or help you as much as you would think. The other clearings seem to work pretty well, but to get into the present moment, that's what the aliens don't want. That's the main thing they don't want you to do. So now it's up to you to do the mind a heart drop to help yourself out. So back to you.
Okay. All right, great. So one of our listeners has a very interesting question, and you've talked about this before. So it says, which problem is the next topic that a person might want to deal with? Is it true that a person could be in denial or have repressed emotions, and to locate the problem is sometimes difficult until someone can help you get it to the surface? So I think what they're saying is, like Ron has mentioned several times, Ron, you've said, like, oh, when you're seeing a TV show and if it bothers you, then that is an issue that you want to clear. Or if something happens and it is a problem or you get emotional about it, then that is a clear indicator that that is something that you that is in you and you need to have it cleared. So sometimes that's the gift. I know you've said before, Ron, that's the gift in the, it seems like a problem, but it's actually helping you figure out what you need to do in order to become lighter.
Yeah, and you know, you could even look and see what's playing in the movies. Every town, maybe city or whatever, has a movie theater typically. And so look and see what the titles are and see which ones you're drawn to. And then also which ones you're not drawn to. These are all issues. So now you realize what your issues are. So you may want to do that just to figure things out and see what that movie's about. Look at some previews and just see how you're responding to it and then see if you have any issues there. That's pretty simple. And just watch people. So back to you.
Okay, well, then I must have issues with bear attacks because I saw that movie last night, Ron. I can't stop thinking about it. For all the listeners, I was telling Ron that I had seen the movie Revenant last night, which is actually an amazing movie. Wow, very well done, I have to say. So, looks like I need to deal with that one. So one of our listeners wrote in, they said that the shame and overwhelmed problems or issues are covered in the self-empowerment clearing, and she's right, they are. I've seen them. So when we do those clearings, in the self-empowerment clearing, will they clear out your whole life of that issue, Ron?
No, that's just simply a Band-Aid clearing to get you jump-started back into life again. Well, just a Band-Aid.
Okay.
So you may want to see if that issue is listed on the website for a whole lifetime clearing. And if not, you could use a special clearing to release that from you. But that clearing is just strictly to get people who are timid, shy, afraid of things, withdrawn, not wanting to see people, anything like that, low self-esteem. That's why I put it up. People can get jump-started back into life, and you may start to find blockages that you didn't know you had get released to allow you to move forward in your life. So that's the reason why it's up.
Okay. All right. So one of our listeners has written in response to discussing borderline and narcissistic personality disorders. They say that they tend to be very controlling and have antisocial disorders, meaning that they go beyond the boundaries and engulf their victims. So it can seem very suffocating. And I think that's what psychologists have found, that the person experienced that themselves from a caregiver probably when they were young, that they were either engulfed completely all the time or smothered or alternately ignored. And so that's maybe how they learned to deal. But so still the whole life clearing of abandonment would help, and then shame in the special clearing would clear up the entire life. So maybe... And then the overwhelmed clearing is an entire life clearing too. So, okay, thank you so much, listeners, for for your immediate feedback. We really appreciate that when we're on the show to, like, have things to talk about. Okay, and Ron, somebody's wondering if we could possibly have a healing for skin rashes due to chemtrails or something like that. Or maybe they don't know what it came from.
I'll do a clearing for entities. Here we go. So release entities off your skin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So just see if that tends to help. Might want to get on that call that we're having. Going to have in about 3 weeks, I guess. With the pins and implants being released, that might help you out also. So back to you.
Yeah, because I remember you saying, like, sometimes if you have, like, a mysterious little mole or something just shows up out of nowhere, it could be due to something like that, like a pin or whatever. And what is, Ron, maybe you could tell us, could you tell us anything about, what is the purpose of that? Is it to radiate energy or to get your energy or something? Or what would be the purpose of that?
Could be anything. Typically, it's getting energy taken from you or to keep you from moving forward. You know, anything to harm you, we'll just say to do something to you or against you is probably what the situation is.
Yes. Well, I know when they are freed up, you know, body movements open up, less pain, muscles relax, probably your bones go into alignment better. So it's good to get rid of them. And the thing is like we're, you know, most people on this planet just figure, oh, that's it. I'm getting older. You know, that's just the way it is. But when I consistently do the work with the Creation Light Chip, I'm like, oh no, that's not old age. That's something, an emotion or a physical thing or an energetic thing that could be removed or basically taking away some sort of an aberration. And then once you take that away, then your body moves again much better, and I feel more relaxed mentally, physically, emotionally. So hopefully other people that are doing this work are experiencing that as well, more health in their body and more relaxation with anxiety in their entire lives. I know it's helped me a great deal. So, okay, well, Ron, I don't know. Let me see, we have two more minutes left, and I am not sure where to go from here. We've covered a lot of stuff tonight.
Boy, yeah, I don't know either. Let's, we can work with your crown chakra. We'll take out the jellyfish that's on top of your head. That can give you headaches and just all kinds of weird things. So here we go. Releasing a few of the jellyfish energies. This is on the, alien attack page. If you wish to do more work, you might want to run that overnight even. So here we go. Jellyfish is being released. We'll do six of them here. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I think that's 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 6. We'll do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, to see if we have any comments there from people. Back to you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Ron. Well, somebody has already written in, they're wondering the crown chakra, alien coordinating disconnection, which you just did a little bit of. What does the actual healing include? Does it have a shrink wrap, and what else?
I don't know.
Okay. I know some people have it out there, so if you guys want to write in and let us know, that would be great. And I think they're also suggesting for people that are having skin issues or they think it's something in the air, the nano clearings really help. And I believe for $25, you get it to use one time. For another $25, it's unlimited. So basically for $50, it's unlimited. And I'm sure a lot of that stuff is soaked up through our skin. So I know I've run it several times, and it's definitely helped each time. A little extra has happened, so I can tell something's working. Okay, yeah, great. I love the crown chakra. It's really interesting because coming from a place where people used to talk about kind of like new age thought processes, it was always like, oh, have your crown chakra open and your higher self needs to talk to you. But I never got anything from that. I tried talking to my higher self, but nothing ever happened. And then some of the shows a couple of years back, Ron, you were talking about how there is no higher self. That's not even real. That's not even a thing.
Yeah.
I thought, interesting. No wonder I never felt anything. So that's interesting. So and then you also go so far as to say, you know what, it's better to shut that crown chakra down so that you are, what does that do for us? Does it stop us from receiving information from outside sources?
Well, the crown chakra is what the aliens use to connect to you. And when they connect you with that energy, that's how they control you. So that's their main entry point into your body. I'm not saying that by doing this, you know, it's going to completely eliminate them, but it's one way they're getting into you. So just close down your crown chakra, then also close down your third eye. So you don't get terrified about seeing things around you, you know. You don't need to really see things. So, back to you.
Okay, great. And we have a request for a couple different sample healings. The first one is for anger.
Okay, I can do a sample of that here. So, here we go. This will be your anger body. Here we go. So, releasing anger from you. Think of an issue. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just see how that, you know, is helping you somewhat. You know, we could do one for self-sabotage. Well, maybe you're self-sabotaging yourself, not realizing it, and now you become angry. So here we go. Self-sabotage, think of an issue. One, two, three, four, and five. I guess the biggest self-sabotage is as you look at your life and seeing what's out there right now, I guess your biggest sabotage would be self-sabotage. Why did I come here? But to me, it looks really nice with that the literature that you read or something, you know, when you got trapped here, you know? You didn't turn the page over to read that alien writing. So anyway, let's do that clearing here. Self-sabotage again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do one for, let's see here. We'll do one for the sensory body. Remember, you sense energies here. And this could be very possibly what you're dealing with. So here we go. Maybe sensing too much, feeling overwhelmed. The sensory body clearing is very important. Clean out that stuff around you that you keep trying to view or look at, or the energy comes into you because you're real sensitive and you absorb it like a sponge. So here we go. Let's release the energy. Sensory body, this is a whole lifetime clearing that we have on the website. This is strictly one issue that you're looking at. So here we go, releasing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we will close the show down here a little bit, Michelle, unless you have something that's come through on a question or something there.
We were just, somebody was wondering if you were able to do a betrayal and an abandonment healing, maybe sample healing.
Well, I just did betrayal, so we can do abandonment. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Back to you, Michelle.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron. I don't have anything else tonight, I think. Unless you wanted to do maybe a water charging or if you wanted to talk about it. And let me just see. Tomorrow is Thursday. Tonight we did the water charging. Tomorrow we have a clone body removal call.
Yep, and you may want to, you know, like a skin condition, you may want to try the water charging. You put that in a skin misting bottle, give that a try, see if it helps you. Put the water maybe in your bath water, too. From there, just do the mind of heart drop. So here we go, and then we have our alien call tomorrow night, getting rid of the alien replicas of you that have a problem, and let's continue on. So we have our other calls starting this weekend. Saturday is the 4-hour call, and Sunday is the 8-hour call. That's starting our intensives and ascension preparation this weekend. So here we go, getting rid of energies. By doing the mind to heart drop to put you in the present moment. So you have to command your spirit out loud. And here we go. So commanding your spirit out loud, dropping thoughts that you have inside of your heart. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, hopefully you're doing great. And blessings, everybody. We'll see you on our next BBS program or on our conference calls. So we'll see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.